Take a deep breath in and exhale slowly. Let your body unclench. You don't have to manage anything right now. This moment isn't for control. It's for communion with Him. There's a part of you that's always planning and fixing and adjusting. She's scanning for what might fall apart next. I call her the controller. Her voice might sound like this: I have to keep it all together. If I don't do it, no one will. I can't rest until everything is done. If I let go, everything's going to fall apart. Sometimes her tone is quiet but urgent, a hum of responsibility that never switches off. She believes peace can only come after everything is handled. But what she really wants is safety. She learned long ago that chaos meant danger. So she took charge, protecting you from disappointment, failure, and rejection. Beneath the controller lives a wounded part, a younger you who once felt powerless, unseen, or out of control. She carries memories of times when adults failed her, when people were mean to her, when life shifted suddenly and nobody explained why. Her body remembers that powerlessness. So the controller stepped in to say, I'll make sure that never happens again. And this creates what I call the striving loop. You stay busy to feel secure, then exhaustion hits and guilt follows because you stopped. Your nervous system never finds rest. It toggles between high gear and collapse. But the problem isn't a lack of faith. It's that your body forgot what trust feels like. So if control and striving are surfacing right now, it's not failure, it's revelation. God is inviting you to trade management for a miracle, to hand the wheel back to the one who never loses control. So let's walk through this gently, step by step. No pressure, just being present with Him. So if they aren't closed already and you're able to close your eyes, please do so. Notice the part of you that tightens when things feel uncertain. Where do you feel her? Do you feel her in your chest, your stomach, your shoulders? Just ask softly. What are you afraid would happen if you stopped controlling? What are you trying to protect me from? Maybe she says, if I stop, everything's going to fall apart. Or if I rest, people will be disappointed. Just notice, no judgment, only curiosity. Just let her share with you what she's afraid would happen if she stopped controlling and what she's trying to protect you from. Now turn toward her and speak kindly. You have worked so hard to keep me safe. You've carried responsibilities that weren't yours to carry. And I want to invite you to rest now. And let love and compassion melt through the tension that she feels. Tell her she's not being fired. She's being set free. Now imagine Jesus standing nearby, calm, confident. He knows who He is. He knows what He provides. He's not in a rush. And he looks at you and he looks at her with eyes that say, I've got this. But just ask the controller inside you to see him, to be with him, and just maybe ask him whatever she wants to ask him. Or maybe he wants to share something with her about how he's got this, how he's in control. Just let them have a conversation and see what happens. Now ask her if she would like to give this burden of control to him, this burden of keeping everything together for you. Maybe she's willing to give some of it to him, partner with him in some way. And whatever she's willing to give him, just see her placing the heaviness of this control and these expectations into his hands. The plans, the pressure, the constant mental checklists, the hypervigilance, all of it. And just watch him receive everything she wants to give him with love. Now ask him, Jesus, what do you want this part of me to know about trust? What truth do you want to give this part of me in exchange for control? Maybe he says, you were never meant to carry it all, or my strength is enough, or you can rest because I'm still working. So just pause and listen to what he says, what he wants to give her. Let his words move through you into this part of you like warm light. Feeling your body starting to unclench. What does he want to give her? What does he want to say to her? Maybe you want to remind yourself that you don't have to hold it all together, that Jesus holds you and that he's got you. And as you are breathing in and exhaling slowly, rolling your shoulders back, feeling the release across your chest, just reminding yourself that you're safe to rest. You don't have to prove anything. That Jesus is in control. And just let that peace settle in where striving has lived. And if you'd like to repeat after me, I release the burden of control. I trade striving for surrender. I am not held together by effort, but by grace. I rest in the hands of the one who never fails. And each time you feel the urge to fix or overfunction, recognize the controller's voice. Thank her for her service and invite Jesus to lead instead. And take one last deep breath in and exhale. You are safe and you are loved. He's got you and he carries you. So if you would like to journal a little bit about what just happened here, you can make some notes on what the controller believed and what Jesus said instead. maybe there was some kind of a belief with the controller that if it let go, everything would fall apart. And the truth that Jesus showed you was that he holds all things together. So whatever you write down, just let this written truth become your reminder that control was never your calling, that trust is.